Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
For a religious leader to question a person's faith is disgraceful. I'm proud to be a Christian, and as president, I will not allow Christianity to be consistently attacked and weakened, unlike what is happening now with our current president. Okay? Believe me. No leader, especially a religious leader, should have the right to question another man's religion or faith.
The question is, and it's a tough one, is the Pope more of a Catholic than he is a communist? And the answer is probably he's more of a Leninist than either of the above. In Government Zero, I spent the whole chapter trying to prove to you that this strange man, the first non-European selected to be the Pope in 1,200 years. Write that down. How'd they do that? Why did they do that? Who did that? New World Order, moron. The same people who are flooding Europe with Muslims to wipe out the white male Christian in Europe picked, handpicked a communist from South America to be the Vatican's chief. Now he has the nerve to come to our hemisphere, a religious man now, and meddle and stick his long nose into politics and tell us we're evil because we don't want to be overrun by Central Americans and Mexicans. We have no right for borders. And then you look at that phony hypocrite living in that palace of his in Rome, surrounded by a 150-foot wall. How many illegal immigrants did they let into the Vatican? And what about all the wealth inside the Vatican that they stole over the centuries? How can you listen to this? How can you listen to it when you have a phony in the White House who invites Black Lives Matter thugs, street radical thugs, bums, who burnt the city down into the White House? It's the world upside down. The world is upside down. What can I say to you? You want me to talk about it? I'll be glad to. I'll be glad to talk about the upside down world created by those who pull the strings. For this Pope, this 78-year-old fool, I don't know, maybe he ate some food that had E. coli in it, and the E. coli crossed the blood-brain barrier, which is very unusual. Maybe the E. coli explains this Pope attacking a candidate who simply says he wants to establish our borders again in the United States of America. How dare he? How dare he? Why didn't he go back to the Vatican there with the 150-foot stone walls? Topic two. Apple. Tim Cook. Arrest him now. Tim Cook thinks he's more powerful than God. What you don't understand about Apple, Google, Yahoo, Microsoft, and all of those companies is that collectively they're more powerful than any government on earth. If you take the assets of these companies, any one of them, by the way, the assets are stronger than our country. We are in deep debt because of the psycho in the White House who prints money. They don't have to print money. They just make products that people want. And they don't pay taxes. They don't pay their fair share of taxes. All they do is talk about it. So you got the undershirt-wearing, pimple-faced boy from Harvard, worth $60 billion. He's telling you we should have open borders. His house is surrounded by bodyguards, Mr. Faisalberg. So you take Faisalberg, you take Tim Cook, you take Bill Gates and the others. They have more power than the U.S. government. So now they're on the side of the enemy. They're absolutely saying, you know what? Hey, privacy trumps security. Now, many of you are libertarians and you think that they're right. You're wrong. You're 100% wrong. Because of the following reason. First of all, the phone was owned by the terrorist, the Muslim terrorist company, not by the Muslim. It was not his private phone, and the company is given permission to access that phone. That's number one. Number two, and you haven't figured this out, I told it to you yesterday. Oh yeah, I'm on the side of privacy. If you let him develop a key to get into Mr. Mahmoud, blah, blah, his phone, they'll get into your phone. Schmendrick, think carefully. Think carefully, Schmendrick. If Apple can get in, and they're the only ones who can get into their phones, they've already gotten into your phone if they want to. So you'd rather have Apple have access to your phone than the FBI? Why? Why do you trust Tim Cook more than you trust Mr. Comey of the FBI? That's the only question there is. What? Tim Cook is going to defend you against Muslim murderers? What, do they weaponize everyone at Google and at Apple? Everyone at Apple who works there has now a submachine gun and training in counterterrorism? I didn't know that. Maybe they're the new government. That's topic two. Topic three, the pillow was against the headboard. Again, they're clarifying now. A clarifying about a pillow? Texas ranch owner clarifies Scalia comments. We discover the judge in bed, a pillow over his head, has been misconstrued as evidence that he was smothered to death at Cibalo Creek Ranch. The conspiracy's flames, see, it's a conspiracy now. It's not common sense that every homicide inspector in the world is asking the same question. Now, anyone who asks the question is a kook and a nut. The conspiracy's flames were further fanned by Donald Trump, the Republican presidential campaign's frontrunner, who matter-of-factly told the radio host Michael Savage they found the pillow on his face, which is a pretty unusual place to find a pillow. What else now? But that's not true. Poindexter, the hotel owner, told multiple media outlets on Tuesday Scalia had a pillow over his head, not over his face, as some have been saying. The pillow was against the headboard. So, in other words, he modified the story. Now they do the follow-up. The 79-year-old judge was in a bad, here we go, poor health, history of heart trouble, high blood pressure, said the phony New York Times. Local officials said he died of heart failure. What officials? What officials? What are you talking about? What officials? They didn't even inspect the body. They just said he died already. No autopsy was ordered, however, and he was declared dead over the phone. So Savage and their legions of disbelievers will have to take the government at its word. That so far seems unlikely. No, I trust this government. I got to tell you, I trust Barack Obama more than I trust God himself. Because Barack Obama is such a just man that he would invite thugs who try to burn down Baltimore and Ferguson and kill police into the White House. That's why I trust him, because he hates police, and I don't want to go down the road because you know what else I think about him. You know, just read my book, Government Zero, and you'll see the facts for yourself. Apple opposes order to help FBI unlock phone belonging to San Bernardino shooter. I say arrests CEO Tim Cook immediately. Slap handcuffs on him and indict him. For what? Contempt of court. They would. You know that they could indict you for contempt of court if you violated a court order? Do you know that? If a federal judge presented an order that you did not want to comply with, they could put handcuffs on you. Tim Cook is so arrogant that he thinks he's above the law. And I want to say something else about these tech giants who are so cozy with President Obama. This goes for Google. It goes for Facebook. It certainly goes for Microsoft and the others. And I'll name them in a minute. They must be investigated by the new Justice Department for antitrust violations. In my opinion, all of them are practicing and engaged in monopolistic practices. And by any fair measure, they should be broken up. They should be broken up because they're blocking competition. Can you name a competitor to Facebook? Is there one? I don't know of it. What does it have, 1% of the market share? That's called a monopoly. Can you name a competitor to Google? Name another search engine that's as big as Google, or even within the realm of Google. There is none. That's a monopoly. Name a company that provides the same services and products that Microsoft provides that is anywhere near it in size. Maybe there's another few companies that account for 1 or 2% of the market. That's called a monopoly. Any other government would break them up. They want to now play with our safety. I say bust them up. Next president, whoever it is, left or right, I don't care if it's a left-wing fanatic, they should bust up these tech giants. They're way out of control and they're too powerful for our safety. Those are enough topics to choke a horse with. Now let's go for the rest of them on michaelsavage.com. If that's not enough for you, it's a frightening what I just gave out here, because I tell you the truth, it's a lot to talk about. And I know the people are interested in these things, but I don't know how much they can absorb. That's why just before the show, instead of reading the news, I was reading Hemmings Motor News. I was trying to get my mind off the world's problems. One of my hobbies is cars. Old cars, antique cars. So I look at prices of cars, that some of which I own, what it's worth, what it's not worth, and why people collect them. Why is this such a big hobby in America? Why does every man over the age of 50 who has a little extra money have a hobby car? Ask yourself that question. Because I know the answer, because I've had one for years, or several of them for years. Because when you go under that hood, even if you're tinkering with a few things you know how to do, whether it's adjusting a hose or putting in a pipe or this and that. It's something you can do to get your mind off the evils of the world and the liars called politicians. I mean, what do you want me to do, drink the Ted Cruz elixir? Step right up, Dick. Step right up to the wagon train. Here comes Ted Cruz with the Cruz elixir. Drink this elixir and it'll give you eternal health. The borders will be secure. No. Here comes the Rubio wagon. Drink the Rubio elixir. Step right up. Drink the Rubio elixir. It's better for your health than the Cruz elixir. I promise you eternal life. I promise you your arthritis will go away. Your rheumatism will go away. Your heart disease will go away. Your hair will grow. Your teeth will come back. It is good for pyorrhea. It is good for arthritis. Drink the Rubio elixir. No, drink the Cruz elixir. That's what is going on right now. Now, if you're really crazy, you can drink the Hillary elixir. She's going to save you here. A corrupt old woman like that whose eyes are falling out of her head. She's tripping on the stage. Go elect someone like her to the White House. You don't know who she is. A miracle. All of a sudden, a brand new Hillary emerged. She was reborn. A born-again Clinton. We had her for 8 years. She was running the country. 8 years she ran the country. What do you expect to happen? Something different? Or maybe you'd like the communist from New York who never ran a lemonade stand. A man who hates anyone with money. A man who hates anyone who has a crease in his suit. This is a man who hates anybody who has a press in his pants. Anyone whose teeth are straight, he hates. Anyone who can comb his hair without little chiggers falling out of his hair, he hates. He's an evil, horrible man, and he's surging in the polls. You know why? Well, you'll find out why very soon, because he's going to beat Hillary, and then what? You think the Democrat establishment's not going to give him a little visit to the ranch? He may get a visit to the Texas ranch for free, and a grifter like him will never say no. A free, don't worry, Bernie. Bernie, we got a free charter, free jet. Really? You're not going to, really? Can I bring my wife? Yeah, bring your children. Well, I don't know where they are. Well, we'll try to find them. You can bring your wife and children for free on the jet. Get free room, free board, free soda, free drinks, anything you want, Bernie. Where is it? Well, it's the middle of nowhere, out of Texas, near the burning bush. Does it come with pillows? Oh, yeah, we got extra pillows. Large, fluffy pillows that tend to fall over your face while you're sleeping. And then are rearranged in the morning. We have wonderful health care 300 miles away, Bernie. Hope you don't have any health conditions. If you'd like to go hunting, no, I hate guns. Well, don't worry about that. You don't have to go hunting because you'll be the hunted. Back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth and financial future. Call 1-800-289-2640.
They're using the Pope as a pawn, and they should be ashamed of themselves. That's the Mexican government. They should be ashamed of themselves for doing so, especially when so many lives are involved and when illegal immigration is so rampant and so dangerous and so bad for the United States. Okay? Period. That's it.
That's why he's going to be president. And I suggest he doesn't accept any free trips. I don't think he needs them. The Pope is such a bad man to do a thing like this. Daring, it's bad enough that he comes here and tells us we're all evil because we want borders, language, and culture. Telling us we're no good because we don't want to give any more to the Mexicans, Central Americans, than we've already given them. And then to top it off, he has the nerve to say that Trump is not even a Christian. That's the lowest thing I've ever heard come out of the mouth of a religious person in my life. He's a very bad man. And it gets even worse. Listen to what Trump says in 17, because he makes sense again. Listen.
If and when the Vatican is attacked by ISIS, you know, ISIS, their primary goal is to get to the Vatican. That would be their ultimate trophy. They want to do what they did to all of these magnificent artifacts and all of the beautiful museums that they've totally destroyed all over the Middle East, right? If and when the Vatican is attacked by ISIS, which, as everyone knows, is ISIS's ultimate trophy, I can promise you that the Pope would have only wished and prayed that Donald Trump would have been president.
You mean will be president? Well, actually, if you are president, ISIS will be gone. But the thing is that, you know, people criticize Trump for being superficial, a frat boy, bully, doesn't know what he's talking about. They say he never says anything. Well, he just said something. I had him on my show. I asked him four specific questions. He answered them. But you see how verminous the media is? What they've done to me for 21 years, they've done to him now. I was banned from entering Britain based on things I didn't even say. They took me out of context. They said I said things that I didn't say, and they basically made me a persona non grata in Europe, never mind Britain. The left, the Marxist left, the illegitimate vermin who are in the media, they're the worst people on the planet. Never forget that it's the media who destroyed the world. It's not the left-wing politicians. The left-wing politicians couldn't exist a day if we had a legitimate press who actually pointed out who they are and what they really want to do. And now they're doing it to the one man who can save this country, in my opinion. So now we have a bigger issue. Apple will not help the government break into the phone belonging to the Muslims who committed the massacre in San Bernardino. I say Tim Cook, CEO, thinks he's above the law. He's an extremely arrogant man. He's covering it up and saying he's doing it for your privacy. Nothing could be further from the truth, in my opinion. KCMO, Rick, what do you think about Tim Cook's behavior towards the FBI?
You have a mild-mannered civil servant lady from Kentucky who's thrown in jail for not signing marriage certificates for a gay couple. Yet you have the chairman of Apple trying to take the same stance against a court order. His whole, the lawyer and the entire board of directors should be thrown in jail. See how long they last.
Amen. Right on. All power to the smart people. All power to the smart people who listen to the Savage Nation. The world is upside down. Death investigator says Scalia's death probe very troubling to me. Who do you want to believe, him or the person who writes the stories for AP? The pimple-faced 22-year-old journalist. The little brainwashed drug addict. I'll take the death investigator. The pillow was against the headboard. Texas ranch owner clarifies Scalia comments. Who do you believe, him or common sense? Hypocrite! Vatican surrounded by walls. That's my headline. Take a look at the walls around the Vatican. As he flies home in his private jet, he has a carbon footprint on him higher than a mastodon. The Pope's footprint, his carbon footprint, is bigger than that of a mastodon.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The world is upside down, and it's all because of the most evil man in the history of America to have occupied the White House. And I stand by those words. I'll put my career on the line. This man is the most evil man to have ever gotten into that White House, and I'll prove it to you right now. How would you explain a president meeting with race hustlers who helped burn Baltimore to the ground, who helped burn Ferguson to the ground, who were behind the riots? As I speak, he is meeting with these lowlifes, these thugs, along with another street thug, Al Sharpton. Wait, it gets even worse. Loretta Lynch, the number one lawyer in America, is with criminals, overt criminals who burnt Baltimore to the ground, who attacked police in these cities. You don't call them civil rights leaders when they are engaged in this kind of behavior. This is not civil rights. Martin Luther King Jr., in my opinion, would turn over in his grave to see thugs like this being called civil rights leaders. Obama is going to honor them for an event honoring Black History Month. This is what represents Black history now in America, this kind of behavior. With Al Sharpton, Cornell Brooks, that fraud, the president of the so-called NAACP, and to top it off, our attorney general is attending a meeting with the biggest lawbreakers in the country, and he will skip the funeral of former Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia on Saturday. He has bigger things to do, like play golf. So why would a president, who I call the most evil man to have ever occupied the White House, skip the funeral of a Supreme Court justice, but attend a meeting with these people? You don't have to figure it out. It's so overt. Then what do we have waiting in the wings? You have Rubio. Rubio is like a Rubik's Cube. Whichever way you turn it, there's a different face. Write it down. I just created it for you during the break. Then you got Cruz. Cruz is like an elixir salesman. He reminds me of one of these guys that went around in like a wagon train into old western towns. Puts on a different hat every day in a different town. And with his slippery tongue, he promises a cure-all. Old Dr. Cruz's cure-all. Drink this elixir and the Constitution will magically reappear in America. Drink this elixir and magically your arthritis will disappear. The only one I trust is Donald Trump. You know why? Because he stands up to the most horrendous situations on the earth directly, even to the Pope. You know, no one else would dare stand up to the Pope for fear that they would alienate the Catholics in America. You know that, don't you? But Obama, I'm saying, but Trump stood up to that that Pope, Pope Obama. I almost called him Pope Obama. Because to me, Obama and the Pope are from the same, they're cut from the same cloth. Whoever got Obama in the White House and has kept him there, the same strings are being pulled to have found this Pope somewhere in South America and brought him all the way to the Vatican. And now he's espousing classic, classic Marxism. And so we're sitting here and we don't know how this country can survive another day, let alone another 7 months. Well, now to top it off, you have two Muslims who go on a rampage in San Bernardino, killing 14 human beings in cold blood, these lowlifes, these animals, do it in the name of a religion, no less. What kind of religion justifies this behavior? The answer, there must be a religious because they said they're Muslims. Now, Obama tells us they're not Muslims, I get it. Every day we hear, no, they're not Muslims. They've hijacked a great religion. There's an awful lot of them hijacking it. Where are they getting it from? Well, somebody must be telling it to them somewhere in that book somewhere to kill the infidel, to hate Jews, to hate Christians. So we, the people, are sitting here. We were just terrified of all of this. There's no one between us and them, it seems. So now the FBI, who seems to be the last vestige of hope in America, I have faith in Comey, I really do. They want to open the phone that the attackers used in San Bernardino to see where they went when they escaped, who they called, who else is on their, you know, the list of thugs, terrorists. And Apple is standing between them and opening up that phone on the basis of that. Yeah, they're protecting privacy. First of all, that's a lie on the face of it, because Apple has done this for the government 70 times. Apple unlocked iPhones for the Fed 70 times before. So the tech giant is lying. How come if the tech giant has been willing to play ball with the government before, and they're not doing it, why are they not doing it now? What, they're afraid they're not going to be able to sell the iPhone in Muslim nations? You think I'm joking, don't you? If you think I'm joking, you are mistaken, my friend. You think I said that for effect, you're wrong. Why would they open the iPhone on search warrant 70 times, but they won't open it and unlock it used by one of the Muslim killers? Why? It's business. Apple has unlocked phones for authorities at least 70 times since 08. Apple does not dispute this figure. So in other words, Apple's position in the San Bernardino Muslim massacre is not the principal defense that old Timmy Cook claims it is. No. That's not what it's all about. It's about something else. Because Apple has done it 70 times before. Apple has the technical ability to extract certain categories of unencrypted data from a passcode-locked iOS device. Why won't they do it? They won't do it because it'll interfere with business in certain countries that won't trust them anymore. And I think my personal bet right now, my bet is that Apple is bet on their position, and they're going to lose big time on this. Even the most ordinary user of an Apple phone is scratching their head and saying, wait a minute. Oh, we know the standard left-wing fanatics are applauding them. Listen, if the ACLU is on the side of Apple, what more do you need to know? If the Electronic Frontier Foundation is on their side, what more do you need to know? These are left-wing radicals, all of them. And what's surprising, actually not so surprising, is that knee-jerk conservatives are agreeing with them. All of a sudden, knee-jerk conservatives who wave the Constitution at the sign of a firefly. Knee-jerk conservatives, if a firefly comes near them at a picnic, they wave the Constitution at the firefly. All of a sudden, they're on the side of the ACLU saying, oh no, hey, we've got to protect our privacy from the government. Well, we all want privacy from the government, but right now Apple can get into your iPhone. So who do you trust, Tim Cook or Mr. Comey? I'll trust with Mr. Comey rather than Tim Cook. And they should arrest him immediately for contempt of court. If you were served with a court order like this and you defied the government, you'd be arrested. The marshals would come to take you away. Tim Cook is not above the law. It's a risky bet on protecting a terrorist iPhone. And I say the government should send in marshals and take Tim Cook away in handcuffs to show us that the FBI is bigger than Apple Computer. Period. End of story. What do you say? I don't know what you say. What do I know what you say? What do you say? Hey, hey, what do you say? Hey, 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 what do you say? The world is upside down. Incidentally, Diseases Without Borders, my new ebook on how to fortify your immune system against viral illnesses such as Zika and others. I almost said Ziti. Zika and others. It's a tough word. Zika comes from Africa, by the way. Yeah, everything comes from Africa that's good. Anything that's bad that comes from Africa, they don't tell you comes from Africa. That's the latest little twist. Everything great on earth comes from Africa, but Zika originated in Africa, they can't say that. And that the Zika virus is endemic now all of a sudden in Central America and the Caribbean. And it's coming to America through tourism and through immigration, illegal immigration. You can't say that either, apparently, because it violates the Pope's orders. Wow. All these conspiracy theories that I used to hear as a kid about the Vatican, I never even knew what they were talking about. Like from ages 18 to 30, I used to hear Vatican this, Vatican that. Then I saw The Godfather 3 with the Vatican and the smoke and the banking scandal and the banker, the Vatican banker, hanging from a tree that Coppola did. I didn't know what it meant. Now I know what it meant. That's all. Apple's risky betting. So here we are. You want to talk? What time is it already? A quarter to the hour? Only hour one? I didn't play this one yet. I did the Mexican government using the Pope as a pawn. We played that. Trump responds to Pope. God bless Trump for standing up to that Pope. What else? Oh, here's a good soundbite. Here is the head of the FBI, the only man in government I trust, coming out in clip number 12 against Apple for not cooperating in the San Bernardino investigation. Listen.
It is a big problem for law.
Okay, I didn't give him the right signal. Let me say this. I, Michael Savage, am only a talk show host. I'm a reasonably well-educated, in fact, highly educated man. I have a reasonably sized audience in the top five. Let's put it to you that way. I don't have to trumpet how great I am. I am saying to Mr. Comey, and I hope that some of his assistants are listening, we the people of the Savage Nation would like you to slap a marshal on Tim Cook's doorway and put handcuffs on him so that we are all equal under the law. He is defying the law. He is not doing it for any other reasons than to prove he's bigger than you, Mr. Comey. He is in a contest with you to show he's bigger than the FBI. And we don't want any government, we don't want any company to think it's bigger than the FBI, not in a time like this. So let's listen to the head of the FBI and see his opinion on Tim Cook and his arrogance.
It is a big problem for law enforcement armed with a search warrant when you find a device that can't be opened even though the judge said there's probable cause to open it. As I said, it affects our counterterrorism work. San Bernardino, very important investigation to us. We still have one of those killers' phones that we have not been able to open.
There you go. That's all. And it's simple as that. And I say, Tim Cook, you've overplayed your hand. You took a risky bet and you're going to lose. The people are against you. Now, never mind the left-wing fanatics, the Bernie voters, okay? They're all for you because they're for everything bad and they don't even know what's good anymore. We do. Those of us with brains know that you're not doing this for any reason other than greed. And I think it's even beyond greed. I think it's beyond the greed of Apple. I think it's pure ego. Tim Cook thinks he's above the law, in my opinion. Tim Cook of Apple thinks that he's bigger than the government. And Tim Cook has gotten so big on his own self-image that he says, I'll stand up to the FBI, nothing will happen to me. I'm gambling that the FBI stands up to him and sends a message, a clear message, that in an age of terror, we've got to break into that phone. I, for one, would like to know who they were calling after they committed that massacre, wouldn't you? WJR, Terry, which side are you on this Apple standing up to the FBI story? Which side do you come down on?
Everything you just said, I agree 100%. They ought to authorize a warrant, pick him up, lock him up for hindering and opposing a federal investigation. Everything you just said,
So why do you think Tim Cook is doing this? If they complied with the government's order 70 times before, you're an intelligent caller. Why do you think Tim Cook is refusing to open up the terrorist phone?
Scratching my head. I can't figure it out. If he's an American and who truly believes that there's a problem with terrorism and everything, I'm befuddled.
My opinion. My opinion. One, it's for business. He doesn't want to offend certain nations that harbor a certain number of individuals who are somewhat sympathetic to terrorism. That's my opinion. I swear to God, that's what it looks like to me. You think of the market in Pakistan, for example, and you say, well, you know, a lot of people are sympathetic with ISIS over there. If suddenly we unlock the phones, they're not going to buy our product. If you think it's not commercial, I think you're mistaken. And number two, I think there's an ego element here. I think Tim Cook thinks he's above some schmendrick FBI agent. In his mind, what does the guy make? $300,000 a year? $250,000? He figures $250,000. I earn that every minute. I'm bigger than him. Let him go let him go somewhere else. I'm bigger than him. He's putting it in those terms. There's an ego thing here and a financial thing here. There's no other reason. Thanks for the call. 855-407-282. Am I near a break? I don't know where I am. Did I blow through a stop set? I got two more hours here on this show to take your calls, to give you the news. It's an upside-down world. You got a pope saying that Trump is not a Christian, for daring to stand up to the New World Order, and wants to flood us with illegal aliens. And I swear to God, this pope is so crazy right now with his ego. He thinks he's God Almighty to meddle in our domestic politics. He's violating the separation of church and state, number one. He's insulting all of us who want our borders, language, and culture secured, number two. And then we have Apple, thinks he's bigger than the government. I think he needs to be brought knocked down to size. There's so many other stories. I'll be back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCO. You know, I talked about this Apple story yesterday before it was as big a topic as it is today, because common sense, the average person who hears the story says, wait a minute now, they're not asking Apple to break into everyone's iPhone. They're saying for this specific phone owned by the company the terrorists use, and you're interfering with a federal anti-terrorism investigation, it makes common sense to do so. So Tim Cook of Apple thinks he's so important and so big that he said, I'll stand up to the FBI, I'll show them. Now, a federal judge this Tuesday ordered Apple to create an override. Cook of Apple argues this would create a security backdoor that would have the potential to unlock any iPhone in someone's physical possession. That is such a false argument for three reasons. One, Apple has complied with the government's request 70 times before. So yeah, well, why is this different? What is this really about? So I turned to one of the most brilliant men in America, Jeff Rovin in New York City. He just sent me an email. He's a silent guy, he said, Cook doesn't want Apple stores targeted. See how simple that was? It was like all of a sudden the safe was unlocked. That's it? I mean, that's the story right there. I think that makes as much sense as any, right? So rather than help America find out who the terrorists spoke with and possibly protect us against the next terrorist attack, especially now that there's nuclear material having been stolen out of Iraq a year ago, we don't know where it is. You know that these devils are creating a dirty bomb somewhere in America. You know these filthy, dirty immigrants who came in from the Middle East under the asylum policies of Obama. You know some of them are plotting an attack. What, do you have to be an idiot to figure that out? No, they're all here to become Americans. They're all here to open a business. They're all here to worship the way you worship. What a stupid nation. God, do we ever need Trump? We need 10 Trumps. We need a Trump on every corner. And now you have Apple Computer putting business ahead of common sense and against anti-terrorism. And guys, well, maybe they don't want Apple stores targeted. You mean simply for opening up the phone of a Muslim terrorist, they're going to blow up an Apple store somewhere in Pakistan? Or Rakistan? Or Hakistan? Or Makistan? Or Drakistan? I don't know. That's what he says. What do you think? Oh, yeah, it's about privacy, says the ACLU. Why does the ACLU want to protect the privacy of criminals? Why are they always concerned about criminals and terrorists? Ask yourself what their real intent is, and then you'll know who the ACLU really is. Them and Obama are on the wrong side of everything. That's who they are.
Yeah. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
My parents, they have a rule of deportation. I'm scared for them because of the deportation. I'm scared that they're going to deport me.
Here, come here, Ben. Okay. I'm going to do everything I can so you don't have to be scared. You're being very brave. And you have to be brave for them, too. Because they want you to be happy. They want you to be successful. They don't want you to worry too much. Let me do the worrying. I'll do all the worrying. Is that a deal? I'll do the worry. I'll do everything I can to help, okay?
I may have to move back to Russia where my father came. Could you imagine if I have to move back to Russia for safety? Do you imagine if Hillary Clinton seizes the presidency, or worse yet, that street rat, Bernie Sanders? Could you imagine what this country will look like in a few years after that? Where are you going to go, India? You're going to emigrate to India and learn the language of India? Maybe you'll move to New Zealand. No, maybe you should move to Mexico. No, maybe you should move to France. They can't go to France, full of terrorists. Maybe you should go to the ex-U.S. No, that's gone. Maybe you should move to England. Can't go there. Not allowed to go there. Maybe you should move to Canada. There is no Canada. Wait a minute. Maybe you should move to Japan. You can't go there. They don't take in foreigners. Wait a minute. Maybe you should move to Australia. Can't go there. Run by communists. Wait a minute. Maybe you should move to China. You can't go there. They don't take immigrants. Wait a minute. Maybe you should move to Germany. Wait a minute. You can't go there. You're not a Muslim. Wait a minute. Maybe you should move to Italy. No, you can't go there. They only want Muslims. Oh, wait a minute. Go to Sweden. You can't go there. It's overrun by Muslims. Wait a minute. Maybe you should go to the United Arab Emirates. No, you can't move there. They don't accept immigrants. Wait a minute. You can always move to Switzerland. No, you can't. They don't accept immigrants. Wait a minute. You can move to Brazil. No, you can't move to Brazil. They don't accept immigrants. Wait a minute. I know where you can go. Belgium. No, you can't go to Belgium. Only Muslims need apply. This is it, my friend. This is the Alamo. This is the Alamo. The United States of America is the Alamo. Now you have a demagogue in a pantsuit pandering to illegal aliens, setting up a little thing with a poor Mexican girl. My parents, they have a letter of deportation. I'm scared they're going to be deported. Can you believe anything as cynical as this, that a woman would stoop to this level? No, let me do the worrying. I'll do all the worrying. She's the big, brave woman. Then you got the Leninist Pope. This is beyond belief, saying that Donald Trump is not a Christian because he doesn't want to let America be overrun any further by illegal aliens. It gets crazier by the day. Then you got Tim Cook of Apple saying that he puts terrorist rights above that of the American people, basically. So now Feinstein says we're prepared to put forward a law compelling Apple to hack the iPhone. This is one time I actually agree with Dianne Feinstein. 100%, this is like the Dubai ports deal. This is a no-brainer. This is not about your iPhone. It's not a generic key to everyone's iPhone. And it's a key to the iPhone of terrorists who did such horrible things in San Bernardino. This is a very, very clear issue. And I believe that Tim Cook is conducting himself in a very un-American manner that shows his arrogance. Do we have any Tim Cook sound, Robert, of any? Has he ever spoken publicly? Did you find anything with his voice? Can't find it? Looking? Still looking, okay. Let's see, Rubio came out on this, but Cruz didn't. Old Doc Rubio came out. Wait a minute. Hold it. Rubio's against this? Oh, so Rubio's against it. Look at this. Doc Rubio is against hacking into the terrorist phone. Here's clip 4 of old Doc Rubio selling a libertarian elixir. Listen to clip 04.
We passed a law that required Apple and these companies to create a backdoor. Number one, criminals could figure that out and use it against you. And number two, there's already encrypted software that exists, not only now, but in the future, created in other countries. We would not be able to stop that. So there would still be encryption capabilities. It just wouldn't be American encryption capabilities, but people in this country could have it. So that's why this is such a difficult issue.
It's not a difficult issue. You're just hedging your bet. You're trying to appease the left. You're trying to appease the so-called libertarians. You're trying to appease the so-called conservatives. And you're wrong on this old Rubio, the ice cream man. I agree 100% with Feinstein in clip number 1. Listen to this on the Apple issue.
In fact, Apple has been ordered to do so by a magistrate judge. This particular iPhone 6 was owned by the county. And the county has supported this legal action Absolutely, this should be able to be done. Last year, I wrote a letter to Tim Cook after in judiciary we had the Attorney General before us, and he made a very strong and cohesive statement as to why this should happen.
I happen to have agreed with Charles Schumer on the Dubai ports deal. I championed it. Schumer was invited on this show many years ago because, as it said, politics makes strange bedfellows. Doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on. I mean, sometimes you come together for the common good. In this case, Apple is not for the common good. It's for the apple good. In this case, the apple is rotten. In this case, there is a worm in the apple. It's that simple. And this man has gambled on protecting a terrorist's iPhone, and I hope to God I'm right and that he's wrong. And I hope that he is, I hope that the full extent of the law is thrown at this Tim Cook. I don't know the man. I don't own any Apple stock. I have nothing against Apple. I own some of their products. They make wonderful products. But on this issue, he's 100% wrong. Listen to clip two from Dianne Feinstein.
Now we've had this terrorist act in my state where 14 people were killed, and there is a phone encrypted that could yield additional information. And I believe that as a government, we have every responsibility and duty to see that Apple provides that information. And here we have the first court order of a phone owned by the county in which a terrorist act has taken place.
All right, go on finally to clip three. Dianne Feinstein making good sense for the first time in her life.
I believe very strongly that this that Apple should voluntarily agree to it. In the event that doesn't happen, Senator Burr, the chairman of our Intelligence Committee, myself as vice chairman, we are prepared to put forward a law which essentially would require that. I think the public safety, the national security of this country makes eloquent testimony as why this should happen.
She made a very, very cogent argument, and I believe she's 100% right, and I believe Apple is 100% wrong. 100% wrong. They're not doing it for your security at all. They're not doing it for any other reason than for commercial purposes, in my estimation. And I wouldn't expect anything less from Rubio, by the way, than to weasel around the issue. He tried to say, you know, both sides he tried to take here, and then that's what you'd expect from a guy like him. He has no backbone. I'm quite surprised that Cruz, oh, he did speak. Okay, I agree with Cruz on this as well. I mean, I'm a fair guy. And when Cruz makes sense, why not? Cruz may be the nominee one day. It's no secret that I back Donald Trump because I think he's tougher than Cruz. I think Cruz has more of the facts at his fingertip than Trump. I think Cruz is a more intellectual man than Trump. I think Cruz is a wonderful man in terms of the law. I don't think that he can win against Hillary. I think Trump can. And for that matter, I don't think that Cruz is tough enough to stand up to our enemies. I think Trump is, because he has this, you know, this arrogance about him, because he has this oversized ego about him, because he's not afraid of people attacking him, he'll fight back because he's a street fighter. All because of those reasons, I'm for Trump. No other reason. I don't know what other talk show hosts have been promised for backing candidates, if they've been promised anything. I have no idea. I know I've been promised nothing because I've asked for nothing. And you can go to the bank on that one. You can take that to the bank. I swear on a stack of Bibles right now, I have never spoken to Donald Trump about anything that's in it for me. I've never said, if you become president, I would like this. Never. Oh, on the phone, I've joked about HHS and NIH. But I do everything openly. I'm very a transparent guy. And I wish everyone else would be as forthright as I am. I wish everyone else would state what I just said on their radio shows or their television shows if they've been promised anything from any candidates. I'd like to hear that so I could put that thought to rest, by the way. So Cruz, to his credit, in clip 8, says Apple should open the San Bernardino attacker's phone, and I applaud him for that in clip 8.
I think Apple has a serious argument that they should not be forced to put a back door in every cell phone everyone has, that creates a real security exposure for cyber criminals to break into our cell phones. So I think Apple has the right side on the global, don't make us do this to every iPhone on the market. But I think law enforcement has the better argument. This concerns the phone of one of the San Bernardino hackers. And for law enforcement to get a judicial search order, that's consistent with the Fourth Amendment. That's how the Bill of Rights operates. To say, Apple, open this phone, not Anderson's phone, not everyone's here, open this phone.
He's right. He meant to say the San Bernardino attackers, not hackers. But okay, he made a mistake. Everyone gets sublunged in the middle of a speech. And then in clip nine, he finishes the argument rather eloquently in clip nine. Let's see where he stands.
When you have a criminal, when you have a terrorist, we know the San Bernardino terrorists were radical Islamic terrorists. If the Obama administration were not in this politically correct state of denial, ignoring that it is radical Islamic terrorism, we should have done more to prevent that attack. But after the fact, we ought to be using every tool we can to ascertain who else they might be in contact with, if there's a broader cell. So, of course, we should unlock their phones and find out who they're talking to, what texts they're sending. And that's a basic matter of keeping this country safe.
All right, so I agree with Ted Cruz. I agree with Dianne Feinstein. And, of course, Donald Trump speaks directly from the heart, not as intellectually as Cruz, not as legalistic as Cruz, but from the street. Listen to Trump in clip 10.
I think it's disgraceful that Apple is not helping on that. I think security first, and I feel always felt security first. Apple should absolutely, we should force them to do it. We should do whatever we have to do. And I guess he wants to be a good liberal, and he doesn't want to give the information. But we, you know, on that, as an example, those two people killed 14 people. There were other people that saw the bombs laying all over the floor. This wasn't like a normal apartment. You had bombs laying all over the floor. You had all sorts of ammunition. You had all sorts of everything in that apartment. People knew that. I'd like to know who else knew it, because they're almost as guilty and maybe just as guilty. I think you have to be able to crack that, and I think Apple is absolutely in the wrong.
Bingo. See, not as eloquent, not as elegant in his argument, not as intellectual as Cruz, sorry. But he's right. It's that simple. That's the difference between Trump and Cruzio, two wonderful men who I wish would stop fighting with each other. They're letting the liberal media pit them against each other. That's the error they're making. I wish to God I could get in the room with them and say, don't take the bait. Turn it back on those devils in suit pants, in pantsuits. Don't let them pit you against each other. That's what they want to do. They want to destroy any Republicans' chance so they can elect either the communist or the criminal to the White House. But I can't get them in a room. But he's right. Now, we now have a soundbite of Tim Cook. Is it Tim Cook or Jim Cook? It's Tim Cook, right? It's not Captain Cook. Captain Cook was an explorer. This is Tim Cook of Apple talking about this very, very big issue that is a worldwide problem today. Let's hear it right now, Jim.
Here's the situation is on your smartphone today, on your iPhone, there's likely health information, there's financial information, there are intimate conversations with your family or your coworkers, there's probably business secrets, and you should have the ability to protect it. And the only way we know how to do that is to encrypt it. Why is that? It's because if there's a way to get in, then somebody will find the way in. There have been people that suggest that we should have a back door. But the reality is, if you put a back door in, that back door is for everybody, for good guys and bad guys.
That makes sense, doesn't it? That's unless you see the whole argument. If that made sense, then why did Apple comply with the government's order 70 times before? And why are they not complying now? The answer, my friend, is that Apple is protecting their business interests, not your privacy interests. That's my opinion. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUICO. You know, the ancient Greeks wrote about hypocrites. The Bible talks about hypocrites. The Pope is a classic hypocrite. The man tells us to break down our walls, to eliminate our borders, let the Central Americans and Mexicans overrun our country to a greater extent than already done. He says Trump is not a Christian. This is the most amazing turn of events I've ever seen in my life. Then the Pope comes out and says birth control is okay. put aside whether you agree with that or not, this is astonishing to come from a Catholic, the head of the Catholic Church. The man is not a pope in the truest sense of a religious figure. He is, by any definition, a radical politician. I called him Lenin's pope in Government Zero. I spent months researching this strange ex-bartender. He was a bouncer in a bar, man. What more do you need to know? What do you think, that because a guy puts on an outfit? Okay, let me just stop there. At the risk of your displeasure, I'll stop right there. Then the Vatican is surrounded by 150-foot stone walls. It has the most restrictive immigration and citizenship policies of any nation in the world. Did you know that? That's on the Vatican. It's beyond belief what a hypocrite this guy is. He's the head of the state of the Vatican. That's a state, by the way. He has his own state, his own government, which has the most restrictive immigration and citizenship policies of any nation in the world. And he has the nerve to come to our border and say that we should break down our border and we should be more generous to the millions of Central Americans and South Americans wanting to come into this country to live off the fat of the land. How do you feel about that as a Catholic? Listen to what he said, this hypocrite. Quote, thousands of persons are led to travel north in search of a better life. No kidding. In search of greater opportunities. You mean like welfare and food stamps and free housing and flat screen TVs and welcome centers? We need to avoid a common temptation nowadays to discard whatever proves troublesome. Let us remember the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I would scream hypocrite.
For a religious leader to question a person's faith is disgraceful. I'm proud to be a Christian, and as president, I will not allow Christianity to be consistently attacked and weakened, unlike what is happening now with our current president. Okay? Believe me. No leader, especially a religious leader, should have the right to question another man's religion or faith.
He's 100% right, and that's why Trump is loved by Americans. Even if some love Cruz more, or they love Rubio more, which is, of course, doubtful, they love Trump for his openness and his forthrightness and his willingness to stand up for his principles without over-intellectualizing his responses. You know, a lot of people are afraid of the Pope. They're afraid of alienating the Christian, the Catholic Church. They're a very powerful, secretive organization. I defended the Catholic Church in the dark years of talk radio, when a previous pope during World War II was called Hitler's Pope. I was adamantly opposed to such a concept because it was patently false. And the Catholic Church never thanked me. They never gave me an award. They never invited me to the Catholic League. But the minute I stood up against illegal immigrants running over America, and I said that they're only letting them in, the only reason they're supporting illegal immigration is to fill the pews which are emptying out, for a number of reasons, including the molestation scandals, etc., they attacked me viciously. The Catholic League did. So naturally, people are trepidatious of the Catholic League. They're a very powerful force in America. You don't have to see who the Pope is to understand that the religion itself is much bigger than the Pope. He's only a man. He is not the Son of God. He was a bouncer in South America before they dug him up somewhere, made him into a priest, and then the next thing you know, because he's such a good left-wing politician, suddenly he's a pope. And he's a hypocrite. The Vatican has its walls. And number two, why isn't the Pope so brave in attacking Muslims who are killing Christians all over the Middle East? He has a big mouth to attack a man running for the presidency. Why doesn't he open his trap and talk about the Muslim genocide against Christians in the Middle East, the burning and the sacking of churches all over the Middle East? The Pope doesn't seem to be as excited about that topic as he is about Donald Trump. Why is that? Who is whispering in the Pope's ear? Who? And speaking of Trump, he has a huge lead over Cruz in South Carolina. You know, what's interesting here is the latest polls show that he has a huge lead, 32-19 over Cruz in South Carolina. And yet NBC and the Wall Street Journal came out with a poll showing that Trump was Cruz was beating him. My friends. A Wall Street Journal, NBC poll? That's not valid in any way. Well, we'll see on Saturday. Now, friends are telling me I'm wrong on this issue. on this privacy versus security over the Apple phone decrypt order. Some are saying, what's wrong with you, Savage? Yeah, we need security, and yes, these Muslims were probably communicating, but if we let the government do this now, what will they do next? Will they suddenly put a chip in guns and things like that? And they have a valid point, but I think that this court order is so limited in its request that I'm not worried, frankly. I want to find out who the terrorists were communicating with. I want to find which other terrorists exist in this country or waiting to strike. So I know many of you disagree with me, and I respectfully will invite you to call the show. Rick on KLIF in Dallas, welcome to the Savage Nation. I know you disagree on this issue of the Apple thing, so tell us why.
Well, there's court processes, and I've done several warrants, and so I understand how the process is, and there's special exceptions. And if I do a warrant on a lawyer's office, I can't say, I have probable cause for a warrant, I want all your files, all your clients, and all your info. I have to get what's called a special master. The court assigns an attorney. I tell the attorney what I want. He goes in, reviews it, and says, you can have this, you can have this, this doesn't violate, but you can't have anything else. So I don't get to do carte blanche on all its files. And I think with this warrant, from what I'm hearing, and you know, I'm always skeptical of what I'm hearing, it sounds like they've done this warrant 70 times before and they've got the information. But the government isn't asking just for the information on phone. They want a key so they don't have to go back to Apple on each phone. They want a key so they can access it when they want to, when they have a warrant, and they don't have to wait for Apple. And Apple is saying, no, we're not going to give you a master key so you can do it when you want. When you want it, you give us a warrant. We'll give it to you.
No, this is a valid argument, certainly. However, let's follow it logically. It means that Apple now has the master key. So what should we do, trust Tim Cook more than we trust Comey?
Well, actually, what I'm hearing Apple saying is there's not a master key, and they're being court-ordered by this warrant to create a master key for the FBI so they can have it. What I understand is Apple can't even get our encrypted stuff. They can't get into it. They can write a program specifically to the phone and override a phone.
Well, okay, this is a very important question then. So what would you do if you wanted access who the terrorists were talking with, to who would you, what would you do right now? What would your answer be?
Well, my warrant, and I'd like to see the warrant, and they're not making that warrant public yet, but I'd like to see the warrant. My warrant would say, look, I want somebody there. I want an agent with you so we can maintain a custody issue. There's not going to be any care and custody of the product. I want to sit with you. You do your magic encryption stuff, and I want all the information from you. Therefore, when I go to court, I can show a chain of custody. I was there. I got it directly from you. And I don't need to have the key to get it myself. And I think the FBI wants the key to get it themselves so they don't have to ask Apple. And that way, I agree with you.
You've made the most cogent argument of any I've read or heard, by the way. Here's a caller from Rick in Dallas on KLIF who made more sense than anyone else. So would you be in favor of Apple complying to any extent with the government's desire to break into that phone, and under what conditions would that apply?
Well, that's where I'm on the government side. I think there's plenty of probable cause. There's a warrant. As long as it's specific to the phone, they're complying. They're not, you know, they're not overreaching. They're not asking for everything, which I think they are. But with that phone, they've done it 70 times before, like people are reporting. They can do it 71 times with this phone. But what I'm hearing, the FBI doesn't want to have to ask each time. They want the master so they don't have to ask. And that's where I don't agree, and I agree with Apple.
Interesting. You make a great point. I'm sending you a free copy of Government Zero because you're a very analytical mind. You have a great analytical mind. I love it. So we could all learn from that, but it still doesn't help us. It doesn't help us in getting into the phone, does it? You know, you could stand on principle all you want, and you could be right. You could be right all you want, and you may be right. Intellectually, philosophically, you can be right, and the terrorists will get away with murder again. That's the problem. Doesn't common sense at some point override principles or not? In other words, you see, I said this before with the Cruzites. I called them purists. It doesn't mean they're wrong, but you could be a purist from today until kingdom come and lose an election. You could be a purist from today until kingdom come and have another terrorist attack. At some point, there's a delicate balancing point, and I don't know what that point is, but that's what we're arguing about in America right now. And I think the same applies to the wall around the Vatican, the hypocrisy of the church, the Pope saying that Trump is not a Christian. This is a very, very important discussion as well. This Pope is clearly a naked Leninist, Marxist, whatever you want to call him. I've never seen anything like it. We know that he's a revolutionary. That's why they selected him and brought him to the Vatican. They could not find another cardinal at this level of left-wing fanaticism in the entire world. They searched the world up and down. He's opposed, by the way, by conservative cardinals. You don't know that. There's a huge revolution brewing inside the Catholic Church that you never hear about. It never leaks out. There's a huge, huge argument and fight going on inside the Catholic Church because this man is as fanatical to the Catholic Church as Obama is to the U.S. Constitution and the American people. We'll be back in a minute on the Savage Nation. Take your calls. We have one open line, 855-407-282. This and all the breaking news right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCOIN. All right, this is a huge topic, and I think that there's more interest in this topic than in any other, which is the privacy versus security over the Apple phone decrypt order. That's what we're hearing. That's what people are excited about. Because most of you who listen to this show distrust this government, and rightly so. Let's be clear about it. You don't trust any division of this government. And so for that reason alone, you're saying, you know what? I'd rather the government not have a master key into every phone in the country and let them worry about the next terrorist attack. That's what we pay them trillions of dollars a year for. Let all the geniuses in security find them without the phone. That's what you're saying. And that's what you're calling about. And so what you think about it is very important to me. Then the Pope and his hypocrisy is another topic that we're talking about. Let's go to I haven't gone to WABC at all today. WABC in New York on a blank. Call screener went out for a coffee break. It was 10 to the hour. He needed a hydration break. WABC Joe, welcome to the Savage Nation. What's on your mind, Joe?
Michael, I just want you to know that Catholics like myself, this Pope doesn't speak for us. I'm a member of the Knights of Columbus. My wife's a member of the Legion Mary. And he is not a voice of the Catholic people.
Well, how did this happen to the Catholic Church? How did they find a radical leftist like this? The first non-European pope in 1,200 years, that unto itself was odd. And so there are people pulling the strings all over the world to break down borders, to bring Muslims and flood them into Europe, to bring Mexicans and Central Americans, I'm sorry to say it, many of them are wonderful, beautiful people, but the nation has to have a set of laws about immigration. You can't just let people trample over a border. And you know the Catholic Church is doing this because their attendance is low. Isn't that true?
That's a fact, and I agree with you 100%. It's disgusting how this guy has to feel like he has to interject himself into American politics. It's sickening. We talk about it on our inner circles. Priests are afraid to come out about this, but trust me, I was more of a Cruz fan until this point, because the only man to come out and speak against this hypocrisy is Donald Trump, and it really resonates with me a lot, I gotta be honest with you.
All right, you made your point, and I thank you for calling. I wish I could be made an honorary member of the Knights of Columbus. But I'm not the Knights of Columbus. I'm an immigrant son, and I wasn't related to Columbus in any way. So far as I know, who knows? Maybe my ancestor was Columbus. So many people hold up the Constitution, you'd think that their grandfather wrote it. So maybe Columbus was my ancestor. Maybe I could hold up a document every day and talk about Christopher Columbus. Like no one ever heard of Christopher Columbus. What else is in the news? Any news that I'm missing somewhere? There must be news that I hear. AP breaking news from TBO.com. Arab Springs chili aftermath. Oh, they caught up with that 3 years later? Editorial, Arab Springs chili aftermath. You hear? 3 years after the fact, they're admitting the Arab Spring was a disaster. Boy, geniuses. They give themselves awards for this one. Hillary Clinton owns the Arab Spring. How come they don't ask her about it? How come any of the geniuses like Anderson Cooper, who's probably a nice guy, I look at Anderson Cooper, he looks like a nice guy. Why doesn't he have the integrity? Let's forget the other words, the slummy words. Why does he not have the integrity to once question Hillary Clinton about the Arab Spring, which she owns? Why doesn't somebody have the nerve to stand up to the Pope, who says that it's not Christian to build border walls? Who does this old man think he is? Why, he's the Pope. It's as high as you can go in the world. And Tim Cook, is he right or wrong? Many of you say he's right and I'm wrong. And frankly, from the point of view of giving the government a master key, they're right. No, the government should not have a master key. But right now, I need to know an answer to something before I come down on this one way or the other. And I need to know a little bit more about it. Does Tim Cook currently own a master key to break into any encryption? If he doesn't, and they want him to create one, that's another story. That's a whole different discussion. Because if Apple currently owns such a master key, then they can break into anyone's phone and look at your secretive data. So until I know whether they currently own a master key, I don't know the answer. Tim on WJR, welcome to the Savage Nation. Topic, please.
I'm a new caller. I'd like to, Tom, by the way. I'd like to say that I agree that Tim Cook should be in jail for obstruction of justice. The company phone. The company gave permission to go into that phone, so that should be said and done right there. I disagree with you about saying to bust up the big tech companies because that's anti-capitalistic. It'd be like somebody coming to you.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on now. Wait a minute now. There are rules in capitalism. It's not an open Wild West capitalism. Don't you think capitalism should have some limits?
Absolutely. Some regulations, but not overregulated.
All right. We agree on that. We all agree that there's too much government interference down to the local level. If I want to put a fence up in my suburban house, I have to go to a bunch of communists in Marin County, and every one of them has to tell me what I can and cannot do. That's too big a government for me. Fine. But when there's no competition, there's a word for that. It's called monopoly. Who is the competitor to Apple right now?
Probably Samsung, I would think, would be the biggest.
Okay. Who is the competitor to Microsoft and their operating systems?
I can't think of any for that one.
All right, so Microsoft is absolutely conducting a monopolistic practice, in my opinion. And I believe that any new president should look into a monopoly, period. I think that some companies have gotten so big that they have snuffed out any competition whatsoever. If you dominate 99% of a market, that's called a monopoly. I mean, what should the limit be? 50%, 60%, 70%? Facebook. Who's the competitor to old Facebook? Is there another Facebook out there?
No.
No. So Facebook needs to be broken up to give small startup companies a chance to grow and own 5, 6, 7% of the market. That would be capitalism. Right now, this is not capitalism, Tom. This is something else. And I thank you for being a new listener to the Savage Nation. New listeners are welcome. New listeners are welcome. Well, my friends, this is almost the end of hour number two. The world is upside down. Go to michaelsavage.com to see how upside down it is. Your president, not mine, because I don't consider him my president, any more than most Catholics are going to think don't consider this Pope their Pope. Obama is not my president. He's meeting with the thugs who almost burned Ferguson and Maryland to the ground as I speak. And he will not go to Scalia's funeral. Why?
Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
I, on this radio show, soon thereafter, the minute I studied his background, which wasn't too difficult to do, anyone in the media could have done it if they really cared to do so, I was reminded of the film Burn with Marlon Brando from a long time ago, and I even said it on this show. You'll have to look up the movie Burn, because I knew what was coming. And now we have people who torched the city invited into the White House. Can you believe this? And now he's inviting people in who should have arrested these arsonists, meeting with them and having lunch with them in the White House. He sucked the sunlight out of this nation. And you think that there was no foul play with regard to the death of Scalia? He's just an old man who went away to a ranch in the middle of nowhere. None of that makes sense. None of it makes sense. None of it makes sense to any detective in this country. But it makes sense to all of the geniuses in the media. It's already water under the bridge. No need, nothing to see here. Nothing to see here. No pillow, forget the pillow. Everything that had an answer for. Well, there's some things to which there's no answer for with regard to Scalia's strange demise. Number one, if he was so sick, why did he agree to go on a hunting trip so far away from home? Two, if he had a shoulder injury, why did he agree to go on a hunting trip with a shoulder injury? I know I've had a shoulder injury. I had to give up doing curls. I used to love doing curls. I did them all my life. My arms are nice and solid. I haven't done curls for 6 months because I found out that if I stopped doing them, the pain went away. The day I would do them, the lightest weight, I would injure my trapezius muscle again. It would be re-injured. I can't go hunting with a shotgun and blow my shoulder off. It's that simple. So that doesn't make sense. You don't go hunting with a shoulder injury. You don't go that far away from home to a remote area without a physician traveling with you, without any medical teams near you, and without any security. Something doesn't make sense from top to bottom. And now suddenly this guy, this forensic pathologist, the great Bader, whatever his name is, he waited to see which way the wind was blowing for 5 days to come out with an opinion saying he could have been poisoned. You hear? The politician. He wanted to see which way the wind blew before he gave an opinion. I didn't have to wait till the wind blew to find out which way my opinion should be. I analyzed it, and it stinks to high heaven. The whole thing stinks. But what good does it do when there's no opposition party and no press in America? And the wall? Mr. Pope, tear down that wall. That's what I say. Mr. Pope, tear down that wall. I mean, your ancestors wisely built a wall to protect you and the individuals who live there. But you tell us not to have a wall? Then you suggest Donald Trump is not a Christian? This is getting crazier by the day. Well, Trump, I hope he holds up. And I hope him and Cruz survive the final cut, because they're two fine men. And I would only advise that they stop taking the bait from Megyn Kelly and the other vermin in the media who are pitting them against each other for ratings without giving one whit about the nation itself, putting their ratings above everything else. It's sickening. Then we have the Apple issue, privacy versus security at the heart of the Apple phone decrypt order. It's a very important argument. At the heart of the case is the young Muslim couple, who were sympathizing and communicating with ISIS, practicing Muslims, going in and out of the mosque, who then went on a slaughter fest, a bloodbath. They executed 14 innocent people and wounded 22 others at a holiday party. Then they flee, and the police didn't know where they went. Their phone was found, and it's months later now. It's a long time later. And the federal judge in L.A. orders Apple to provide, quote, reasonable technical assistance to investigators seeking to read the data on an iPhone 5C that had been used by Rizwan Freak, along with his wife Tashfeen Malik Freak, who conducted the massacre. And Apple's saying, no, we're not going to do it. So they've taken a risky bet on protecting a terrorist iPhone. That's absolutely certainly the case. Now, the case is a complicated one, I agree. If the government is insisting that Apple create a technical device called a key to unlock this phone, and this key can then be left in the hands of a governmental agency, it's a questionable issue. But I don't know whether that key exists, and I don't know whether they have to create a new key that only the FBI will use. That's a big question. And that's why people are still stumbling around on this discussion. So don't assume that there's nothing to talk about. I realize it's a little complicated and people don't want to hear it. They'd rather hear about, you know, odd sounds and pornography. That's where they listen to Howard Stern and the others. They want to hear porno statements about lesbians and homosexuals and perverts. That's what America really feasts on right now, is perversion, sports, and entertainment. P-S-E. It used to be the name of an airline, PSA, till a plane got blown up, if I remember. PSA became another airline. I had a rough night last night. I'll take your calls at 855-400. I couldn't sleep well last night because of the news. And then to top it off, at 5 in the morning, there was a thunder and lightning storm, which is very unusual in the San Francisco area. They happen. You know what that's caused by, right? And I lay in bed at dawn. My dog was not howling, but I knew he was a little, you know, intimidated by it. Because he's very aloof. Poodles are very aloof. He sleeps on the other side of the bed. You can't touch him in the middle of the night. He's like, just stay away. Leave me alone. I don't want to be bothered. I have a headache. That kind of guy, you know. All of a sudden, he's like next to me. All right, fine. But I thought about what it must have been like to be a primitive on the planet during a thunder and lightning storm. You know, before anyone knew what caused thunder and lightning. And how the people who became religious leaders, the liars of their time, would use thunder and lightning to scare the average person. Now, God has spoken to you. And he is unhappy with you, and he is making the heavens rumble because you have violated God's laws. Then they throw money in the till, and he could go to Thailand for a vacation. So, I mean, because I spent so many years in primitive villages, in mud huts, straw huts in mud villages. I've spent many a night in those villages. And I saw how primitive people thought. This is way before television. Had even come in there. No telephones. Oh, what a long time ago that was. Do you know that at the time, I'm going to just reminisce for a minute. And at the risk of your displeasure and you're turning a dial because you're getting nervous, I'll continue anyway. Because I specialize in turning on a dime. When I first went to the South Pacific to research medicinal plants, healing plants in the Fiji Islands, there were no telephones in these villages. There were nothing. I had to have a radio telephone. And I remember had to go back into the village, way back in the Mosi village. It was a beautiful place. There were no cars. You couldn't get there by car. You had to hike. And then it's not a big deal. At the time, it was adventurous for me. And I did discover interesting plants. In fact, there's a famous picture of me somewhere on the internet holding a purple-fruited plant called Degeneria vitiensis, which is one of the rarest plants on Earth. It has no known medicinal value, but I collected it nevertheless because of its botanical interest. The Degeneria vitiensis is a monotypic species and a monotypic genus that's almost unheard of in the botanical world, where there's over 600,000 different flowering plants. This plant exists solely for itself. To show you how isolated these islands really are geographically, that was what interested me. It's a famous oil painting of me you can find on the internet. The point I'm making is I lived in these primitive villages, and I got a certain feeling of what tribal life was, village tribal life, before television, before roads, before telephones. It was much different than right after television was introduced to the villages of these remote islands. Then people could see the garbage and the filth that was pumped out by the Hollywood sewer pipe. Once the filth of the Hollywood sewer pipe entered the villages, the system, all of the village structure broke down. The whole village broke down. The boys wanted to be black revolutionaries in these Melanesian villages. Before that, they were part of a culture going back thousands of years. Once the sewer pipe of Hollywood entered the village through color televisions that they would establish in one hut for all of them to watch, the boys took on the looks of the Black Panthers, and they went to town and became alcoholics. In the villages, they didn't drink alcohol. There was none. They used to drink Yangona, which is Kava Kava, which I drank many a night with the Fijian friends. And there was never any violence. There was never any rowdy behavior. But once alcohol was introduced, the whole society broke down. Alcohol and television. So why am I telling you this? I don't know. I have no idea why I'm telling you this. But I'm just telling it to you because I do see the world sometimes with one eye of that of a highly modernist, modern man, so to speak, and one of a primitive. Just as I am an immigrant's son, and one eye is on the old world and the eye of the immigrant, one eye is in the new world. In that sense, I straddle two worlds. In everything I do, I straddle two worlds. The primitive and the educated worlds. So when the thunder and lightning occurred last night, I'll tell you something funny, and I'm going to get back to the news with this. Watch how I take this back for a minute, if you don't mind. I'm just telling you a long story about something. I woke up at about 5 in the morning to the thunder. There was no lightning at the time. And I went to the men's room, figured, look, I'm up already, what's the point, you know. And it was dark. I don't turn the lights on when I get up. I use my night vision. That way I can crash into furniture and injure my legs. I used my night vision to stumble into the bathroom. And it was dark. All of a sudden, I see flashing in my eyes, and I said, you know what? That's one of the first signs of a heart attack. You know, light flashes precede a heart attack in very many cases. So I said, holy God. Anyway, with Scalia dying and all of that, and heart attack being in the news, you know, it's on your mind more than normal. That's if he had a heart attack at all. But let's say that was what happened. You start thinking, you know, at the end of the road, it's the way of all flesh, one way or the other. No one's getting out of this world alive, as we used to say in the fourth grade. So I had a light flash across my head, and I said, oh, God, what the heck is this? I didn't know it was lightning. Listen to this. So in that sense, I was like a primitive. I immediately took two small aspirin that you take. Now, a lot of guys take. I deal with that at another time. Because the first thing you're supposed to do with the first sign of a heart attack is take two of the one-third, you know, sized aspirins and call 911. I didn't call 911 because I wanted to make sure that I wasn't overreacting. So I laid down in bed, and I heard thunder and lightning. And I said, wait a minute. Is this coming from the sky, or is it coming from inside my head? It's very hard to know. So I said, as highly educated as I am, it's even difficult for me to determine where this lightning flash is coming from. Is it coming from inside my head or from outside in the sky? Well, after a while, I determined it was lightning in the sky. Now, why am I telling you this? Because many of us don't even know where thunder and lightning is coming from at us today. Many of us don't know that we have the most deceptive, dangerous man in the history of America about to destroy the country forever by appointing a radical left-wing fanatic into the White House, possibly Loretta Lynch, who is meeting as I speak with the thugs who burnt Ferguson and Baltimore to the ground. If that's not thunder and lightning, I'd like to know what is. Back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
So here's the latest news on the Apple situation, protecting a terrorist iPhone. A little Democrat, Mike Honda, a little nobody, a little stooge, a puppet that they own out there, whose district includes Silicon Valley. Silicon Valley lawmaker backs Apple in terror case. Rep. Mike Honda, it's like a delivery boy for them, says, I'm proud to stand beside Tim Cook, Apple, and the central beliefs our nation was founded on, said Honda. Apple should not be forced to violate the privacy of its customers. Really? How about the privacy of the terrorists? You're backing that old Honda? Now, all the FBI wants Apple to do is assist in bypassing some of the security features on a government-owned iPhone 5C used by Saeed Rizwan Freak. The agency says the phone could contain information valuable to its investigation into the San Bernardino Muslim bloodbath that left 14 people dead and 32 injured for life. Now, several presidential candidates have called on Apple to comply with the request. That includes Mr. Cruz and Mr. Trump, by the way. You don't have to divide them in half on that one. Right, or you think that I'm taking one side or the other. They both agree for different reasons. This is a standoff. And here's the problem here. If, God forbid, there is another terrorist attack in California or elsewhere that could have been stopped, and it is not stopped because of the stupidity of Tim Cook and the greed of Apple, blood will be on their hands. Listen to what I just said to you. If, God forbid, there's another terrorist attack in the coming months or whatever it's going to take for this legal battle to go on, and then it's found out that the individual or individuals who conducted this potential terrorist attack were on that phone, could have been found had Cook permitted it, then they will have blood on their hands. That's all I can say. And they've got to understand that. This is a very different situation than giving the FBI a generic key to break into everyone's privacy. WMAL, Charles, what's your opinion on this issue?
Yes, if your friend's accurate about the concern about Apple being worried about being attacked if they comply, couldn't there be, you know much more about this than I do, couldn't there be some arrangement made legally whereas they would comply with the orders of the government and the requests as well, but keep a song and dance going on, a charade? I mean, like, ever since on cable, you know, always there's something going on with the...
Wait, you're implying that Apple is actually putting on a public front, but they're actually cooperating.
I'm suggesting maybe that could be something to be done, and I just keep that going and going and going and going and say, well, you know, it's going on and on and on and on.
Well, that's interesting. I would hope so. I would pray to God that's the real case. See, that's why I love callers, because people have versatility in their thinking. We're not a monolithic group of thinkers here on the Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person. I didn't think of that. Maybe Apple's already cooperated, and this is just a ploy so that the people that they found were on the list don't even know that they've been found. How's that one? That's a good one. Who would have thought that's the possibility, other than a listener to the Savage Nation? So what happened to this country? Well, there's so many answers to it. You know, all roads lead back to liberalism, and it's true. It's 1,000% true. Liberalism destroyed America. It's gutted the country's essence. The essence of America has been gutted by the ACLU, by all the forces of liberalism. But you've heard that so many times, doesn't mean anything. What are you going to do about it? Nothing. You can't do anything about it. So now you wake up, and here is a man, the highest Christian in the world, in the Catholic world anyway. The Pope says Trump is not Christian because he doesn't agree in breaking our borders down and letting more Mexicans and more Central Americans, disease, criminals, doesn't matter, flood into America to fill up the pews, basically. It's bad for business if you build a wall. You can cut business off altogether. I mean, the older Catholics are dying off. The younger American Catholics basically are not believers. You got all these empty, expensive structures. You got to fill them somehow. So you break a border down, you bring in fresh blood. It's like a movie theater to them. Now you may say, oh, that's offensive. It's too bad. Let it be offensive if you don't like it. It's just business. And I think he has really diminished the church by doing this. Pope Francis has embarrassed himself by this. He says this, by the way, on his way back to Rome on his polluting airplane from Mexico. And Trump fires back. I'm going to play that again. Trump says to Pope Francis, disgraceful for you to question my faith. When Jeb Bush was asked about this, he very classily said, Trump's beliefs are between him and his creator. Good for Jeb on that. Falwell Jr. says JFK is rolling in his grave over the Pope's Trump remarks. Good for him. You hear this? Meanwhile, Rupert Murdoch, who owns Fox News and so many other things, Rupert Murdoch tweets to Trump, calm down. Now, of course, Murdoch put out a false poll showing Cruz winning because Murdoch wants Trump stopped at all costs. Rupert Murdoch, who is, if anyone is, the Hearst of our time, it's Murdoch. And remember what Hearst did to sell newspapers, remember? Look up the history of the Hearst newspaper fortune, and you'll see what people will do to sell newspapers. Now you know what they'll do to destroy, they'll destroy anything to sell newspapers to build ratings up for the portrait of Doriana Kelly. Fox News poll, Trump leads Cruz 32-19 in South Carolina. But the Wall Street Journal poll show the opposite. Then you've got the Hillary health issues, where she's practically falling down on the stage now. And the Wall Street Journal, owned by Murdoch, NBC poll, Cruz overtakes Trump. That's nonsense. We'll find out Saturday, whatever it is. And here's the other story. Apple's refusal to aid FBI puts pressure on Congress to break impasse. It's a big story. Very big story. What else is in the news? Scalia's son. Conspiracy theories, hurtful distraction. We respectfully disagree, Mr. Scalia. It's not a hurtful distraction. Every homicide investigator in the nation is asking, was there foul play? So we don't care what the son says. He doesn't have the final word. Eugene Scalia, son of the late Supreme Court Justice Antonin, says the conspiracy theories surrounding his father's death are a hurtful distraction. Who called them? Who named them conspiracy theories, other than those who are covering up the truth? When did it suddenly become a conspiracy to ask a question? And why did the son, the loving son, let his father go to the ranch if he was so sick? And how could you believe that a judge named Cinderella Guevara, who didn't even examine the body and didn't have a doctor present, declare that there's natural causes and not ask a question? So, the son, I'm sorry, is wrong here. The pillow over the head already has been dismissed. That's already been dismissed. That's all. That's no longer truth. No longer, it didn't even happen. There was no pillow. 855-472-8. Don't look for any mention of Michael Savage ever on Newsmax. They have made themselves my enemy, by the way. Newsmax used to be my friend. Now they're covering this story. They're not even naming me. They're quoting Donald Trump, and they're not saying he said it on my show because they want to make believe I don't exist. Shame on all of you at Newsmax. You've now become the British. You've now become the very causes you claim you oppose. You are now the liberals who are trying to disappear me. Even the Associated Press said Donald Trump talked about the pillow on the Michael Savage show. Even CNN quoted the Michael Savage show, but not Chris Ruddy's operation. No, watch out when Chris Ruddy gets mad at you. He tells all the minions, disappear Savage. We have the power. We'll make sure he doesn't exist anymore. Sorry, Chris, you used to be a friend of mine. What happened to you, Chris? Whose side are you on? Are you working for Hillary Clinton behind the scenes, Chris? Why don't you answer that question? Is that a conspiracy theory, Chris Ruddy? KLIF, Gary, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hi, Dr. Savage. I have worked on an FBI forensics team, one of whose jobs was to break into devices like cell phones, and have some specific knowledge about how complicated this job can be. For example, every additional digit or character that's added to a PIN increases by an order of magnitude the difficulty of breaking into the device. And there's a limit on how many times you can try to break in. That's been pretty widespread knowledge. But when you reach that limit, you can erase the device if you go over it, and you have to be very careful about not exceeding that until some time has passed.
But all right, no, I understand all of this, having read about it for the last day, but you're not saying that Apple could not access the data, the phone numbers, if they wanted to, right?
That's correct. But if a PIN number were, say, 12 or 13 or 14 characters long, that would be many orders of magnitude harder to break than the default four characters would be.
No, I understand permutation. No, I learned about permutations and combinations in algebra, and I know what you're talking about. 10 times 10 times 10 is a very large number.
Of course, and I'm not surprised that you know about that, but I just haven't heard that out in the general news.
Well, not everyone in talk radio went to high school. Some of them have junior high school educations, and they get away with murder. But let's put that aside. That's irrelevant. What's relevant here is that 10 times 10 times 10 means that they could easily destroy the data before getting to it, right?
Exactly.
All right, so being an FBI consultant on cracking phones, what would you recommend that the FBI do? Let's say Apple decides to cooperate. What would you do to find out who they did call?
That gets a little beyond my specific knowledge. I
love that. See, that's the mark of an intelligent man. You never make it in talk radio with that attitude. In talk radio, you have to make believe you know everything. And the minute you show any vulnerability to not knowing everything, you're going to fail in this business. I'm just joking. All right, my friend, that's very, very kind of you to call a show. It's an upside-down world. Some people still know what's right and what's up and what's down. Now, the Pope, the Apple story, here's another little story that you'd like to see. I have a picture of 12 candidates for the U.S. Supreme Court to replace Mr. Scalia. And my headline is quite clear, white males need not apply. It's from the Los Angeles Times. They have pictures. Who will replace Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia? Are you surprised that Obama has a short list? Well, if you'd like to see the faces of evil, 855-407-282. Maybe he could appoint Anita Hill. What is the judicial philosophy of these potential candidates for the Supreme Court? Could Obama appoint Oprah Winfrey? Because he is the smartest man in the world. He knows what the Constitution is. And why would he not appoint his wife to be on the Supreme Court? That would make us a pure, unadulterated South American nation of the 1940s. I think he should appoint Michelle Obama. Isn't she a lawyer? Isn't that a qualification enough? I think it's a great idea for Barack Obama to appoint Michelle Obama to the Supreme Court. Now, to use the argument of racism, it's an old argument. It's so 1960s, and we live in the 21st century. You know, get over it already. Of course Obama has the right to appoint, to nominate a Scalia replacement. Okay. What we don't want is some liberal judicial maniac legislating their views from the bench, like we have with Ruth Bader Badgirl Ginsburg, former head of the ACLU legal department. You're going to hear immediately that it's about hating a black president out of racism. He's played that card so many times, I don't even think it plays anywhere except in Al Sharpton's brain. That's a 1960s argument to get over on people. And it seems like most people have gotten over it already, except some. And all they do is deface Clarence Thomas. Always defacing Clarence Thomas. Always defacing Clarence Thomas, who's a brilliant, wonderful man. Okay, my friends. How about Loretta Lynch? Would you like to see her on the Supreme Court? I don't think that there's anything to stop him from appointing Al Sharpton to the Supreme Court. Or Oprah Winfrey to the Supreme Court. So we have a big problem coming up here. He made the Middle East unstable. He allowed Iran to become a maniac nation. He's allowed Russia and China to take over the regions. All while the ISIS group, the Islamic State, is killing, raping, murdering, and kidnapping across the Middle East, thanks to Obama's support in the region, or his lack of activity. The job numbers are a disaster. Millions have given up looking for work. Millions have gotten part-time work. Millions of jobs have gone to immigrant workers. Healthcare is now more expensive for less care. This is the legacy of Barack Obama. This is the true legacy, by the way. But let's go back to Mr. Scalia. Do you think that it's a conspiracy theory to ask a question about such a strange death? I don't. WDRC in Connecticut. Mike, you're a funeral director. What do you think?
Well, this is the first time I have ever heard of a hearse going to a public building like a hotel or even an office building. When somebody passes away at either a hotel, an office, they're usually taken into custody by the medical examiner, in which they at least at minimum do a view before they start to interview family and or do an autopsy. Sometimes they don't do a full autopsy. They won't do the cranium. They'll just do the viscera. Or they might not even do that. But they do take them into custody. The funeral home does not usually take a hearse or has never, as I have never, nor has a removal service that I work with who does about 3,000 a year, has never went to a hotel or even an office building or anything of that matter that is a public facility.
This is not a conservative liberal argument. This is common sense. I believe that there's reasonable doubt to suspect foul play. Do you agree with me?
Yes, I do. I do because there was no police call first. The first thing I tell people when somebody passes in either a home, I tell them you have to call the police. Now, if they call me from, someone called me from a doctor's office, they actually died outside their doctor's office, they said, you have to call the police. Police have to make a record. They're going to have to, I'm not going to be able to come with the hearse.
I want to ask you something as a funeral director. Let's say a man dies in a hotel room and he's alone. What happens?
He definitely goes to the medical examiners. There is no question about that. I would not even alert any of my men to get up and get ready to go on the removal.
All right, wait a minute. What if a family calls and says, we don't want any autopsy, please leave the body alone? Do they have the right to override that general procedure?
Sometimes religious, if they write a letter and they say it's because of religious reasons, but we know that's not the cause. He is a devout Catholic. There are some other religions who can fight that, but then still the medical examiner can override that. They could usually stay there for a week at that point.
But there was no medical examiner in Mr. Scalia's death. There was no medical examiner.
Right. So the medical examiner should be...
There was no medical examiner. They used some low-level judge who couldn't even say myocardial infarction. She was the judge and jury there. How is that even possible? And anyone who raises a question, which is reasonable, is called a conspiracist?
Of course, that's the way they're deflecting it. So if there is a medical examiner in the region, he can still call them in.
Let me ask you something. Have you ever been involved in disinterring a body months or years after they were buried for police reasons?
For a personal reason. For police, no. I thought there was once going to be one. Let's say
someone dies and they're quickly buried in order to whatever, family wants it, and then there's question, new evidence comes up that there may have been some foul play, and they disinter the body. What can they find months later in a dead body under the ground?
They can definitely find what they're looking for. Usually, they do, even if the body is embalmed, they don't care if medical examiner. We have had times where we have sent the body to the medical examiner after we embalmed.
Even after embalming, there could be residue that would indicate foul play. Thank you very much for that call. I'm running out of time. Back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or Swiss America. Last night I didn't sleep a wink in the morning. This comes to the world from a hacker who has broken into iPhones for many a year. A legendary iPhone hacker who is weighing in on Apple's war with the FBI, comes to us from BGR.com. And here's what he says or she says. And I'll summarize it with the part that I think is relevant. On a technical level, Apple could carry out the order by creating a RAM disk signed by the company's production certificate for the specific ECID of the suspect's iPhone. This solution would allow Apple to use existing technologies in the firmware file format to grant access to the phone, ensuring that there is no possible way the same solution would work on another device. That's the end of the story. That's it. I gave you the answer right here. I gave you the key to the answer. And that answers our concerns for privacy and security. The hacker answered the question. And you learned it first on the Savage Nation. No one else is going to have a better answer than the one I just read to you. I didn't come up with it, but I found it. And what you have to understand is there's no, in other words, one side says no, privacy, the other says security, blah, blah, blah. You're both wrong. All I could do is create a specific RAM disk for a specific ECID of the suspect's iPhone. They could get into the terrorist phone. No way the same solution would work on another device. Bingo. End of story. Thanks for listening. Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person. Be here tomorrow.